pop music is a very good thing.
Funk, rock, Peter Gabriel singing in German, soul, old school rap, ABBA singing in Spanish, glam, hair metal, Milli Vanilli singing in English, and of course, disco.
Disco is the pop music of tomorrow.
It's all pop, and it's only on crap from the past.
It's not rap music, it's crap music.
And to those commercial stations that play Come On Eileen over and over and tell you it's a retro show, I say this. There's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one crap from the past.
It's craptacular.
Sunday nights at midnight, only on KFAI.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. Hi, I'm Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and for the next 2 hours, well, there's a lot of crap on the radio, but there's only one crap from the past, and that's what you'll be suffering through for the next 2 hours or so. Something you'd like to hear that you haven't heard on the radio in a long time? 612-341-0980. I gotta say right up front that I'm in kind of a foul mood tonight. You ever have one of those nights where nice and toasty and warm in the house, it's below zero outside, and you really don't want to come into the radio station at midnight, and then you're bundling up with your winter jacket and you just rip the zipper right off, so you have to use those snaps that you've never used on your coat? Yeah, it's one of those nights. And so I figure, well, I'm behind the microphone, I'll be taking it out on you guys tonight. I have a little bit of stuff planned. It's Steve Perry's birthday. Actually, Steve Perry's birthday was a couple of days ago, so I'll be doing that. A little bit of Neil Diamond stuff, because it's Neil Diamond's birthday, including a request I got last week. And in an unprecedented show of repetition, I'll be starting tonight with a song I played last week as my random 45. If you tune in a little late in this show, you know, around 1:30, I like to just kick out the jams and play a 45 that I've never heard before. And I did. I played a little late last week, around 1:45 in the a.m., and this one particular 45 has generated more phone calls at 1:45 in the a.m. than I have ever received about any particular song on Crap from the Past. So for those of you who are usually asleep by 1:45, as I would like to be, I'm going to play it for you now. This was last week's random 45. The intro that I gave it, I had no idea what it was. It's the first time ever I saw your face, so I thought it was just a gentle remake of the Roberta Flack hit. Not quite. It's by the group The Clams. It's produced by Tony Levin, who is a famous bass player. And beyond that, I knew nothing. And I will play it for you now. The Clams from last week on Crap from the Past.
The first time ever I saw your face,
I thought the sun rose in your eyes,
and the moon and stars were the gifts you gave
to the dark in the empty sky. Dark, dark, dark in the empty skies.
First time.
Pepper, I kiss your lips.
I felt the earth move in my hands.
Like the trembling house
of a captive bird.
That was there.
With my command.
First time.
It up against a tree, totaled it, completely demolished it
on Crap from the Past.
Yeah.
They were my favorite pop band when they were around, and unfortunately they are no more. Crowded House, from their last album from 1994. It's Locked Out from the album whose name escapes me at this very... Oh, Carrot? No. I forget the name of the album. That last album... Together Alone. There we go. Last album, not as strong as the rest of their efforts, but Locked Out, a fine single nonetheless, and one that did nothing on the charts here in the U.S., demonstrating that the charts are pure crap. Hi, it's Ron Boogie Monster Gerber, and it's around 12:11 in the wee hours. Before that, the Clams. I'm getting it all out of my system because I don't want to play any more Clams tonight. A delightful novelty record that I discovered quite by accident last week on the air. Something you want to hear? 612-341-0980. And it occurred to me not too long ago that I haven't played a whole lot of Talk Talk here on Crap from the Past. They're not my favorite band. You can lump them under the whiny Brits category, and that's why they're not my favorite band. But I'll play you at least their signature song. It's Talk Talk from 1982 by Talk Talk on Crap from the Past.
Monster Gerber.
He says his sound just wouldn't be the same if he used anything new.
On Crap from the Past.
Thunder all through the night. Promise to see Jesus in the morning light. Take my hand, it'll be alright. Come on, save your soul tonight.
Take me to.
'Twas like thunder all through.
from my eyes. This my sweet savior or the devil in disguise.
Was like thunder, oh. All through the night.
All through.
Children born out of me will remain. 'Twas like
Prince and the New Power Generation back when he went under his name, Prince. 1992, it's from the Diamonds and Pearls album, and it's Thunder. It was a British single, was not released as a single here in the States, although I remember hearing it played on the radio stations a little bit way back then. It's Craft from the Past here on KFAI, and I'm not in as foul a mood as I was before, because I realized that the zipper on my winter jacket can be replaced and fixed. It's not the end of the world, although I was forced to use the snaps tonight, which is, to me, is the equivalent of Way back in elementary school and grade school, when you wore your little knapsack, you always wore it on one shoulder because that's what you did if you were cool. If you wore it on two shoulders, bad news. To me, walking around with the snaps done on my winter jacket is like walking around with both with my knapsack on both shoulders. It's not cool. And that's why I'm in a foul mood tonight. That and the fact that it's something like 5 below 0 outside. Things are not clicking tonight. So, we'll just change the subject abruptly, shall we? The year was 1980, and Kim Carnes was looking for a big ol' hit. She hadn't had Betty Davis eyes yet, because that wouldn't hit until 1981. So, 1980, she recorded an old Smokey Robinson tune called More Love. And it was produced by George Tobin, a name that probably doesn't mean anything to you. He would later do the work for Tiffany, but at the time he was actually producing the Smokey Robinson stuff. He produced Cruisin', and he produced Being With You, which is pretty much concurrent with the Kim Carnes hit that you're going to hear here, which I thought was interesting. More Love from Kim Carnes, 1980, on Crap from the Past.
Then again, I never lost at love before. Somewhere down the road, maybe all those years will find some meaning. I just can't think about them now or live them out anymore. So long, no, or through so much, or through so many. I just can't believe I could throw it all away. Sometimes late at night, when there's nothing here except my old piano, I'd almost give my hands to make you see my way.
Burton Cummings from, I can't remember when that thing came out, 1970-something. I'm drawing a blank. The year is totally vague to me. But Burton Cummings, lead singer of the Guess Who, if I'm not mistaken, a wacky Canadian, and weighing in with Stand Tall, which is a request I got last week. Was able to bring it this week and still sounds kind of good after all these years. Mostly because I haven't played it in all these years. And now, it's 12:30 here on Crap from the Past, and that means we're up to the god-awful medley of the week. If you're tuning in for the first time and you have no idea what's happening, I will fill you in now. In 1981, the Stars on 45 invaded the pop charts and touched off the medley craze. And for the next 18 months, everything was a medley. It had to be in the form of a medley or it would not sell a billion copies. Or so the record companies would have you think. And the medley craze trickled off at the end of 1982, but pops up every now and then between then and now. And what I've been doing at this time every week is playing a different god-awful medley of the week, and this week is no exception. I found, kind of pleased with myself, I've had this 12-inch for a while and I just keep forgetting to play it. It's not as bad as I would have thought. It's called the Froggy Mix, and it's credited to James Brown, and I thought, the Froggy Mix, how strange. So I checked some British charts, and it actually did hit the bottom of the British charts when it was released in 1985, so it wasn't a miserable failure, but still, I'm not sure if it pollutes the spirit of the James Brown recordings or not. It's very strange. So, from 1985, a single that never came out here, and a 12-inch that came out in England in 1985, it is James Brown, and it is credited as the Froggy Mix, the god-awful medley of the week on Crap from the Past.
Get past the people, get past the people, get past the people, get past the hitmen!
The star of the show, hard-working Mr. Dynamite! Get up off of that thing. Try to release that pressure. Get up off. Monster Gerber.
Can we play more records tomorrow?
Yes.
On Crap from the Past.
Run to the night.
Bobby Neville, 1987. Set from the same album that spawned C'est La Vie, it's Domino's, and a fine, fine record. And there you go, a fine, fine pop record. My thoughts are all scrambled because I'm still mad about my winter coat. Ripped the zipper right off, and I have to use the snaps now, or I'll freeze my butt off. Cheer me up. Yeah, give me a call at 612-341-0980. Or commiserate with me and tell me that worse things have happened to you. Because that won't make me feel so bad here. Steve Perry had a birthday just a couple of days ago. According to my big cheat sheet here, Steve Perry, born January 22nd, 1949, which means he just turned 51. This year 2000 thing is making the math a lot harder now. But he just turned 51 this past week, when we want to wish Steve Perry, former lead singer of Journey, a happy birthday. What I'm going to play for you now is not Oh Sherry, because you can hear that on those light rock stations anytime you want. Instead, I'm going to play you the comeback single of his, which was a decent-sized hit for him in 1994, from the album For the Love of Strange Medicine, which, by the way, is an atrocious album. Only has one good song on it, and I'm going to play it for you here. The big hit single from 94, Steve Perry and You Better Wait on Crap from the Past.
Gerber. What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time. back to a time that we never think of as being cool
on Crap from the Past.
My friends feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't all that use me stuff. I wanna spread the news that if it feels this good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me. Until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sent me right down and he talked to me. He told me that I ought not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew, you'd wish that you were in my shoes. You just keep on using me. Until you use me up. Until you use me up. Sometimes it's true you really do abuse me. You get me in a crowd of high class people. And then you act real rude to me. But oh baby, 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 when you love me I can't get enough. I wanna spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, oh, you just keep on using me. Until you use me up. Until you use me up.
Talking about. Man, that song just moves and grooves with the best of them. 1972, Bill Withers, same guy who did Lean On Me, sang lead on Just the Two of Us for Grover Washington Jr. Big ol' hit of his from 1972, called Use Me. If you like the 70s stuff that you hear here, wouldn't you know it, there's a show that's dedicated exclusively to the 70s pop, and it's a lot, little more focused musically than mine. It's found over on the other AM dial over there. Just to push the button on your radio. It airs Sunday afternoons at 2 on AM 770 Radio K. It's Cosmic Slop with Chuck and Joel, and it's the best 70s show anywhere in the entire world. And I know those guys over there have a thing for Al Stewart as well, and I just feel like playing some 70s stuff here. So gonna play you a big old hit of his right around the time of Year of the Cat. I think it was the year after Year of the Cat, so this would be 1977. On the Border from Al Stewart. This is Crap from the Past on KFAI.
The fishing boats go out across the evening water, smuggling guns and arms across the Spanish border. The wind whips up the waves so loud, the ghost moon sails among the clouds, turns the rifles into silver on the border. On my wall the colors of the maps are running, from Africa the winds they talk of changes coming. The torches flare up in the night, the hum that sets the farms alight to spread the word to those who are waiting on the border. where I grew up, nothing seems the same. Still you never see the change from day to day. No one notices the customs slip away. Last night the rain was knocking on my window. I moved across the darkened room and in the lamp glow I thought I saw down in the street the spirit of the century, telling us that we're all standing on the border. In the islands where I grew up, nothing seems the same. It's just the patterns that remain, an empty shell. But there's a strangeness in the air, you feel too well. The fishing boats go out across the evening water, smuggling guns and arms across the Spanish border. The wind whips up the waves aloud, the ghost moon sails among the clouds, turns the rifles into silver on the border. On the border. On the border. On the border.
From the past.
Thank you.
Man, if ever a single ever sounded like it should have been a hit, it's that one. It's produced by Peter Wolf, the same guy who did all the really good Wang Chung stuff. Not the same Peter Wolf from the Jay Giles Band, but a different Peter Wolf. It's the Escape Club and Call It Poison. Now, I'll set the scene for you, and it's a little inexplicable to me why this was not a huge hit. Their first album had the single Wild Wild West for the Escape Club, and it was a big ol' hit. The rest of the album, pure garbage, as you might expect. And everybody wrote them off as a one-hit wonder, despite the fact that their follow-up single, Shake for the Chic, hit the top 40. That was a pretty bad song as well. When they released their second album, people had pretty low expectations for the second Escape Club album because they thought one-hit wonder. Call It Poison, the song you just heard there, was released at the beginning of 1991, and it just blasted off the radio. It was great. If you heard it on the air at all, it sounded magnificent on the air. Unfortunately, it only got as high as number 44 on the charts, and that was the end of it. The follow-up single did quite a bit better, and it was a wretched song called I'll Be There, and then the Escape Club disappeared completely off the face of the earth, never to be heard from again. Yet I still have this strange affection for Call It Poison. And that yelp that you heard at the beginning of the song, that's repeated a couple of times throughout the recording, sampled from Deep Purple. I think the song is called Strange Kind of Woman, but I'm not really up on my Deep Purple stuff. So it leads perfectly into my next feature here. But before we get into that, you're listening to Fresh Air Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. Like we do at 1 o'clock in the morning every week, new stuff ripping off old stuff. And back then I would have said that shame on the Escape Club for ripping off that old Deep Purple song, but I guess both songs are so distant in the past right now, it just doesn't matter, does it? I'm going to play you, I have two selections this week for new stuff ripping off old stuff, and I'll play you the first part of the first one, which maybe you can call it new stuff ripping off old stuff. Either way, it's just mildly disturbing. The guys who brought you Boots Scootin' Boogie and some other country classics. Brooks and Dunn are remaking a Bob Seger tune, Against the Wind, which I find kind of disturbing. I don't know why. I'll play about a minute or so of the new Brooks and Dunn recording that just came out this past month.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Janie was lovely, she was the queen of my nights. There in the darkness with the radio playing low, and the secrets that we shared, the mountains that we moved, caught like a wildfire out of control. There was nothing left to burn and nothing left to prove. What she said to me, how she swore it would never end. I remember how she held me so tight. Wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Against the wind, we were running against the wind. We were young and strong and running against.
I mean, it's not awful, but I don't know. It strays awful close to Bob Seger territory, so if you had to walk into the store right now, would you buy the Brooks and Dunn cover version, or would you buy the Bob Seger original? I don't know. New stuff ripping off old stuff. Released at the very end of 1999, and actually the last week of the millennium. Yeah, how do you like that? Way to go, Brooks and Dunn. Our next selection of new stuff ripping off old stuff is from the hip-hop catalog, and I find nothing more disturbing nowadays than rap music. Rap music used to be fun. I used to be down with, like, Run DMC back when when rap was still fun. Now it's just, yeah, new stuff ripping off old stuff, as you will hear here. The song is called Where's the Love. It's credited to Lil Troy featuring Willie D and Artis. Yeah, blech. Came out at the very end of December 1999. You may have to suffer a little bit in order to get to the chorus, but I think you'll recognize where the chorus is lifted from. So, Where's the Love from Lil Troy featuring Willie D and Artis. Blech. New stuff ripping off old stuff on Crap from the Past.
Where the love
Mama
at?
Told me there'd be days like this, but I didn't listen. Never question a woman's intuition. My ambition is to give you what you miss. Sweet love. Take off your shoes, come get your feet rubbed. Us in the tub taking bubble baths, that'll be the. Anybody that don't believe this can need it.
I think we soulmates, cause we got so much in common. You make them hoes wait when you find the proper woman. Lay next to me, put your head on my chest. Attraction stimulates me, but it's not all about sex. I respect you got a mind and you self-sufficient. Opinionated, yet know how to listen. And what's mine is yours. If I'm ballin', you ballin'. Tell that other he can stop callin'. Check this out.
Where the love at?
I wanna be your man, baby. I'm talking about providing you with all of life's
Where the love at?
I mean, I think the first step is.
You recognize that refrain there? Yeah, listen again.
What you like?
Want to be your man there. That sounds kind of familiar. Well, of course it sounds kind of familiar because it's lifted directly from another song. Makes me mad. Shame on you, Lil Troy, featuring Willie D, an artist. You guys stink. Where's the love? Piece of crap released at the end of 1999. Of course, you're lifting the chorus directly from Roger, the late Roger Troutman. Had a big old hit of his own in 1987. I Want to Be Your Man, and I didn't think too highly of it at the time, actually. But now it's kind of grown on me, mostly because I haven't heard it every day and it hasn't been lifted directly from another song. So from 1987, his own big old hit, Roger, and I Want to Be Your Man on Crap from the Past.
Tell you.
In the world of popular music, the one general statement that would get the most agreement would be this.
Ron looks very good in a blue chiffon dress.
Max Webster from Canada. I want to say that Max Webster is a group, not a guy, but I don't know. I don't know anything about Max Webster. But the song you just heard, Let Go the Line, turned up on The Best of Canadian Rock, Volume 1, which I have right here. It's got a whole bunch of great Canadian songs. It's got a Klaatu song on it, a BTO song. It has, It has that Burton Cummings song that you heard not too long ago, and maybe I'll play a Klaatu song. Just maybe, or maybe not. Not a big fan of Klaatu, those calling occupants guys. Anyway, I got a call last week, a request last week that I didn't have with me, and I brought it with me this week, and it fits perfectly because it is, in fact, Neil Diamond's birthday. Neil Diamond turns 59 today, January 24th. So let us all wish Mr. Diamond a happy, happy birthday from all of us here at Graph from the Past. I'm not going to... I learned from Dave Barry, actually, don't say anything bad about Neil Diamond because his fans will kill you. That's okay. So Mr. Neil Diamond is a genius, a true genius. And only a genius like Neil Diamond could come up with the following song. Based on the movie E.T., it somehow reached the top five in 1982. A work of pure genius. Neil Diamond in Heartlight on Crap from the Past. There it is.
Come back again.
I want you to stay next time. Though sometimes the world ain't kind, when people get lost like you and me. I just made a friend. A friend is someone you need. But now that he had to go, still feel the words that he might say. Turn on your heart light, let it shine wherever you go. Let it make a happy glow for all the world to see. Turn on your heart light in the middle of a young boy. Wake me up too soon. Gonna take a ride across the moon, you and me. He's looking for home. Everyone needs a place. And home's the most excellent place of all. And I'll be right here if you should call me. Turn on your heart light, let it shine wherever you go. Let it make a happy glow for all the world to see. Turn on your heart light in the middle of a young boy's dream. Don't wake me up too soon. Gonna take a ride across the moon. Most excellent place of all. And I'll be right here if you should call me. Turn on your heart light, let it shine wherever you go. Let it make a happy glow for all the world to see. Turn on your heart light in the middle of a young boy's dream. Don't wake me up too soon. Gonna take a ride across the moon, you and me. Turn on your heart light now. Turn on your heart light now.
Ron Boogie Monster Gerber.
Turn that noise down.
On Crap from the Past.
A place where no one ever goes, where I plan to live. pretty pearl. So my life was ended in her arms. Now the wind blows colder on the trees. To end my foolish wander through her charms, 'cause her will came whipping through the leaves. Here underground, fire can come around. Hey, Pearl, don't be coming down, because Pearl is coming. A dusty hole. There I plan to lay one pretty pearl. It's here underground. Flames can fool around. Hey, Pearl, you'll be coming down. Because Pearl is coming down from her.
Are you Shakespeareanced? There we go. Chip Shakespeare from 1990. From the album Across the Universe, it's Pearl. It's actually a remix of Pearl that appears on the CD single, which I found not too long ago, and I like it very much. Chip Shakespeare, local boys, of course, and some of them went on to be Semisonic. And it's hard to believe that song came out 10 years ago. Nice. Pearl on Crap from the Past. Hi, it's 1:22 in the a.m., and for some god-awful reason, you're awake and listening to the radio, and so that it shouldn't be a complete waste of time, you're listening to Crap from the Past. A wise choice. This is KFAI-FM, of course. KFAI, 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul. We can all breathe a little easier now that we're legal. So, since it is the wee hours of the morning, I have to move the mic stand over here in preparation for the random 45, which I pulled off the pile. As you know, I have this enormous pile of 45s at home that I have never listened to. It's better that way. And what I've been doing is I've been just pulling one off the pile, one that looks interesting, playing them here. And we experience them together. Sometimes they're gems, like that Clams song that I played at the beginning of the show, which was last week's Random 45. Sometimes they're pure crap. And if they are pure crap, then they fit in perfectly with the rest of the show. What I have here is an interesting single. For me, it's a duet between Marcy Levy and Robin Gibb. Robin Gibb, you know, was one of the Bee Gees. And the single came out on RSO Records back in 1980. It's credited to, pulled from the soundtrack of the movie Times Square. I don't know. Times Square means nothing to me, but Robin Gibb was a Bee Gee. Marcy Levy co-wrote the song Lay Down Sally for Eric Clapton, and I think she changed her name and became half of Shakespeare's sister, I think. I want to say that her new name was Marcella Detroit, but I don't know if that's all gelling. It is 1:30 in the morning, and it's hard for me to keep the facts straight without a cheat sheet in front of me, but The song that you're about to hear is called Help Me, a single on RSO Records for Marcy Levy and Robin Gibb. This ought to be good on Crap from the Past.
Monster Gerber.
The new soft sound of the 70s was upon us.
On Crap from the Past.
Bye.
They're British, could you tell? 1974, it's Shawadi Wadi and Hey Rock and Roll, a very influential record in England and part of the glam rock scene over there. So, here's a Motown single that came out in 85. Not sure if it fits in all that well with the Motown sound, but I like it nonetheless. Val Young from 85, If You Should Ever Be Lonely, on Crap from the Past.
Thank you.
song wasn't so great, was it? No, unfortunately, it wasn't. It's Tycoon, a group signed to Arista Records, and I believe only released one album in 1979. The song is called Such a Woman, and not a great record at that, but one noteworthy, I guess, because it's an early production effort from Robert John Mutt Lange. Way back, 1979, so that's 21 years ago, and now he's Mrs. Shania Twain. So he's come a long way from Tycoon to Shania. So there you go. Such a Woman by Tycoon, 1979. I got a call from Tim, and I'm astounded. I played that Max Webster song about a half hour ago, Let Go the Line. I still don't know anything about Max Webster, except now I knew they were Canadian because they were on that Canadian sampler. I guess they came up. I got a call from Tim, who informed me that Max Webster came up through the same Toronto club scene that Rush came up through. So they started about the same time. And there's a live album that goes back a good couple of years on which Max Webster and Rush play a duet, which I think is kind of cool. He also informed me, Tim that is, informed me that Kim Mitchell was the lead guitarist for Max Webster. So I think that's pretty slick. Kim Mitchell had a very short solo career of his own, and I remember a song of his being played on the radio in upstate New York, because that's where I was at the time. I'm going to play you, as close as Kim Mitchell got to a hit, at least in this country, from 1985, Gopher Soda from Kim Mitchell on Crap from the Past.
Boogie Monster Gerber.
Ooh, I hear this really sucks.
On Crap from the Past.
Rock me, Jerry Lewis, 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 Jerry Lewis. Lewis, Jerry 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 Lewis,
Jerry Lewis, Jerry Lewis.
Telethon.
1926, New Jersey, March 16th. Jerry Lewis is born in Newark. 1946, at the age of 20, Jerry Lewis meets Dean Martin for the first time. 1949, Martin and Lewis star in their first film, My Friend Irma. 1956, Martin and Lewis release Hollywood or Bust, then split up. 1963, on his own, Lewis stars in The Nutty Professor. 1973, Lewis chooses Las Vegas as the home for the MDA telethons. Labor Day, 3 years later, Frank Sinatra reunites Martin and Lewis live on the telethon. In 1986, for no apparent reason, Mike Elliott and Bud Latour record
Rock Me Jerry Lewis! Rock Me Jerry Lewis! Jerry!
A novelty record, yeah, it's a parody of Rock Me Amadeus. It's Mike Elliott and Bud Latour from 1986 and a parody called Rock Me Jerry Lewis, a song that was a huge hit on the Dr. Demento show. And I must kind of sit back and grin because I actually worked with Mike Elliott for a while. We worked together on a morning show back in Tucson. Before that, Mike Elliott worked down in Tampa and it actually inherited the time slot at Q105 in Tampa that Scott Shannon vacated when Scott Shannon moved to New York. So Mike Elliott took over Scott Shannon's show in Tampa, which I thought was pretty cool. And then the whole big New York thing in 1983 and yada, yada, yada. But anyway, I go back a long ways with Mike. He now owns his own radio station in Bangor, Maine. God bless him. Bud Latour had a small hit of his own around 1990 with People Are Still Having Sex. Not a great record, but don't know what happened to Bud. Never met the guy. So Rock Me Jerry Lewis there from 1986. Something you want to hear in the last 15 minutes of the show? It's pretty much a free-for-all at this point. It's just whimsy. Although I don't see how that differs from the show under normal circumstances. So, I told you I got the Stevie Wonder box set, which is the work of pure genius. And I vowed to play one Stevie Wonder song every week. And I could do that for 70 weeks, because they're all good. My choice this week? Boogie On Reggae Woman from Stevie Wonder on Crap From The Past.
You dance too fast for me. I like to make love to you.
Monster Gerber.
When in Rome, do as the Romans do. But when in Scotland, keep your pants on.
On Crap from the Past.
Oh,
could come out in 1983, eh? It coulda. It's the Plimsolls. The original Plimsolls, yeah, those guys. The guys who did A Million Miles Away, had a big hit with it in around 82. They released an album in 1998, 15 years after Everywhere at Once. And it's the same original guys, a whole bunch of songs written by Peter Case himself. And what you just heard there was a track called Dangerous Book. Neat. Featuring, of all people, John Bryan playing keyboards in the background there. John Bryan is Amy Mann's producer, did a bunch of songs for the movie Magnolia, and has a solo album of his own coming out in the next couple of months. And you will hear all about that here on Crap from the Past, or on the next show on KFAI. Mandy, I'm sure, will be all over that baby because she's up on the new music. Coming up in 6 minutes, Universal Frequencies, but I want to squeeze in two more songs, and the next one's only 2 minutes long. It's the Pretenders and an obscure little B-side called Swinging London from 1979 on Crap from the Past. Fun little B-side, Swinging London from the Pretenders from 1979. I have one song left. If you've enjoyed this show thus far, you'll probably enjoy next week's show here on Crap from the Past, where I demolish the Grammys. We decide, I'll put it up for a vote, whether the Grammy nomination committee is a bunch of unheralded geniuses or a bunch of pinheads. You decide. I'll be playing a whole bunch of Grammy winner or former Grammy winners next week on the show. Coming up after this next song, Mandy's in with Universal Frequencies, and she's going to be kicking butt. She's got a mood going, a vibe that I usually don't perceive, because she's got this big old huge red candle that's right in the middle of the room, and it's sending out these nice soothing vibes to help soothe my tattered spirit, having watched my the zipper fell off my winter jacket and I'm forced to use the snaps, and it makes me all mad, but the candle seems to put me at ease. So I thank Mandy in advance for bringing in the candle, and I'll leave you with one final song. It's a new song, one that came out December 99, so it's brand spanking new, and I guess this was bound to happen. Fatboy Slim, Norman Cook, the guy from England, had some terrific singles called like The Rockefeller Skank and Praise You, songs that pieced together tracks from old obscure tracks and made something new and completely wonderful out of it. And I guess it was bound to spawn some imitators. And I found a bunch of imitators right here. The song is called Stop the Rock, and it's credited to Apollo 440. Beyond that, I really don't know anything about these guys, but this thing came out about a month ago in December 99. Stop the Rock, Apollo 440. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Stop the rock. the rock. Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. You can't stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. You can't stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. You can't stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. You can't stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. You can't stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. You can't stop. Shake my paranoia. Can't stop the rock. 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 Shake my paranoia. My homie moving, dancing like Madonna into the groove. Shake my paranoia. My homie moving, dancing like Madonna into the groove.
Dirty baby.